Exodus, chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived, and gave birth to a son 2432 AH, 1610 BC. And when she saw him that he was a handsome child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she made for him an ark of bulrushes, and coated it with slime and with tar, and put the child in it. And she laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood at a distance to see what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and the baby was crying. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to you a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." And the woman took the child, and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, drawn out of water, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brothers, and looked upon their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brothers. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to the one that did the wrong, "Why do you beat your fellow?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" And Moses was afraid and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard about it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and lived in the land of Midian 2472 AH 1570 BC, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them, and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, friend of God their father, he said, "How is it that you have returned so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock." And he said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to live with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, Bird, his daughter, for a wife. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom, stranger in a strange land, because he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed because of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect towards them.